You're listening to Coffee with Innovate Finance, where we speak with experts from the industry on the changing face of financial services and the future of fintech and financial innovation. I am Rashi Pandey, Associate Director of Membership and Growth, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Andrew Trimmer, who's the Head of Technology at Simply. Simply provides asset finance to small and medium-sized businesses to help them purchase equipment, free up working capital, and invest in growth. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Not at all. It's a pleasure to be here.
So can you tell us more about Simply and the original idea behind it?
Yeah, of course. Simply grew originally as an asset-based lender. We do offer more products than that through some sort of key partnerships that we have now. But a lot of our focus has been primarily on SME customers and helping them grow. We're not a bank lender, but we have pushed to make sure that we can show what can be delivered if you put the customer at the center of it all. Retention, the ability to say yes and understand customers has always been key to us. And we believe that our secured finance offering is something that can fundamentally help those businesses grow. Sometimes each of our customers has a bit of a story. And sometimes that story, if you push it through just automation, would be a no. And we like to say that we listen to that story and we do some clever stuff with it. But we look for a way that fundamentally we can help them take the next chapter of their journey.
Sounds amazing. So in talking about, you know, clever stuff, Andrew, as the head of technology, what is your role in the organization and your background? And if I may ask, what does every day look like at Simply? Your every day.
The third one's probably the hardest because I don't think I have a set routine to any day that I have. We're very open book. We meet with a lot of other funders, other finance providers. We meet with a lot of technology providers, and everyone at Simply is available to each other. There's no doors, there's no barriers. So I can be having a conversation about governance, about sales, about marketing, about sort of the general day-to-day operations, and those things generally blend quite nicely. My role, I've been here just over 5 years. And it has changed quite a lot in that time. We've grown ridiculously fast, thoroughly enjoyed it, very much that startup culture, mentality. But, you know, we all know what good finance looks like. And we know that there has to be a level of security and structure that sits behind it. So really a balance of those two things. And my role within technology is to make sure that we can keep up with the speed of change that we want to deliver, but we don't compromise anything by doing so. I think we've helped a lot of customers in that time, and that's been really, really important for us, and is something that is championed across the whole organization, not just within sales, not just within ops. It's a combined goal that gets us there, and we know that we can't do this without each other. So that's an amazing sort of piece. But I think over the last few years, we've done a bit of growing up as well, and that has changed my perspective on what we're doing here as an organization. I shamelessly love my job because I
That's
come
amazing.
From
yeah
I know I like to get up in the mornings. That's always a good thing, but I think there is always that opportunity, and particularly coming from a banking background myself, it was always a lot of yes, we could do that, but yes, we might be able to do that, but here's various committees that you need to go through. And yes, you know, we have this risk profile here. We have how we assess and how we grow. But it's fundamentally given a blank sheet of paper coming to Simply. And, you know, if you could reimagine this, how would you do it? And, you know, growing with an organization that has that privilege, I would say it's not a privilege that comes often anymore, that's helped me get to where I am today.
That's amazing.
I hope that answered the question.
Of course you did. And you know what? The passion comes through.
Awesome.
You know, speaking with you. And I have to say, I love how you spoke about balance, about, you know, being agile, yet, you know, also thinking about the regulation and, you know, thinking about security and ensuring that, you know, customers are at the heart of everything as well. So if you had to tell the audience, what is Simply's vision and mission?
Absolutely. We actually did a really interesting exercise about 4 years ago, just after we got over those initial pieces of what do we want our brand to be? What do we want our mission to be? And yeah, exactly that. What's our vision? Fundamentally, we want to build British business. We are just a UK funder, but we sort of own that with a badge of honor. We've gone through an amazing few years, an interesting few years is probably a better way of putting it, where we saw some of our SMEs that we work with be so resilient and adapt in such a way that, you know, it's a pride point and people should be proud of it. And anything that we could do to help that, we absolutely would. So, you know, we fundamentally provide finance, but we like to think that we're more than money. We have a great sales team from a variety of backgrounds out there, understanding the machinery that we finance, understanding the business models that we finance, and actually able to offer advice on the best piece of equipment or the best options for the business moving forward. You know, that's more than money. We like to think we're entrepreneurs, like everybody else that's out there as well. But, you know, that does grasp that emotion behind building a business, the passion that comes with building a business. And that's evident across the whole of Simply. And we believe in people's potential. You know, it's very much a piece when we hire within the organization. We hire for now, but we also hire for what we believe you could be in the future. Same with the businesses that we work with. They have the story. Some of that story might be, this is what I'm going to deliver over the next few years. And yeah, for us, it's about taking that potential and saying, okay, if we play a part in this, then absolutely we would love to be, and we'd love to make that sort of potential moving forward. Last one, my favorite, technology with a handshake.
Nice.
I work with a great team here, putting technology in, making sure that we make life as easy as possible. But, and I think something that I've really learned being part of Simply is you can automate everything, you shouldn't. There's a great element that comes with that personal connection. There's a great element that comes with a salesperson being sat at the dining room table of someone that they're doing business with, and the, you know, the benefits that offers. I've learned some of the biggest lessons going to our sales meetings, not necessarily our technology meetings. And I think that's a really, really important part of what we do. You know, sales can't deliver what the speed and the objectives that they're trying to deliver without the technology. The technology can't deliver sort of whatever needs to be delivered for these customers without sales, without operations, without finance. So yeah, it makes a great blend if everyone realizes that. So,
and it comes back to the balance piece that you said, right, just now as well. And I can see that coming through as well. And I completely endorse that. You should not be automating everything. You should as well, but you also shouldn't.
Because yes,
there's an element of personalization, and it's just irreplaceable.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, part of our secret sauce, if we have such a thing, is knowing when to do those things and when to not.
Yeah.
To not being afraid to have tried it and then saying, actually, you know, this isn't something that we should be putting technology in. This is something that we need the people there to be. You mentioned agility earlier. We've grown up with agility. That was always the organization for change that we wanted to be. But sometimes that's also the agility to say, this isn't right, and we need to take something away and put something back in its place. So not being afraid to do that, and not being afraid of the repercussions of doing that, is also a really powerful thing when it comes into an organization.
So coming back to Simply,
yeah,
what problems are you trying to solve?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Fundamentally, finance can be really laborious. And particularly when you're an SME, you know, our customers are, your primary focus is not finance. Your primary focus is building an amazing product and manufacturing it, transporting goods from A to B, agriculture, recycling. You know, these are amazing industries that need finance as a necessity, but is not their day-to-day bread and butter. I always consider it as a hurdle race. for when most SMEs are attacking finance. They run, they see the first hurdle, they jump it, they get to the second hurdle, they jump it, they get to the third hurdle, and they think, I didn't sign up for a hurdle race. So, you know, part of what we're doing is being a sledgehammer that knocks away those hurdles before the person gets to them. Being there when they need it, not when we need it. We have, you know, times and places that we are, but we try and ensure that technology gives more of that 24-hour service. Our sales team are very, very close to the customers. They make sure that they're there when they need them. And for us, we can take away the hurdles. We can make that easier. We can do the bits that don't really want to do or need to do, because that's what we can bring to the table. But it's also around that, understanding that finance is also a really emotional thing. It's a really, really powerful thing. And therefore, you do need to be there when people need you. So, yeah, a lot of our focus and a lot of technology focus within the organization is around that emotional journey, around that being there when we need you, and sort of plugging it all together. I also sort of came into this industry being told you can't do a lot of things, which is great because I'm really stubborn. so, you know, Simply has been a great platform to innovate in certain pieces. We're a very open door organization. We've got lots of friends in the finance sector, and our doors are always open to them to see how we've done something or to share experience with them, because we believe that that's how innovation actually happens. It's through talking, it's through collaboration, it's through communication. It's those types of things, not hiding away, hoping you're going to come up with the next best thing that only you think is the next best thing. So I think that sums us up.
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, of course, you spoke about, you know, growing as well and evolving. Like, you've been there for 5 years. What are the key challenges as well that you guys face at the moment?
So I don't think anybody has their eyes shut to the economic landscape at the moment. And that has been a real hard hitter for a lot of the SME community. We're seeing increased supplier costs. We're seeing less equipment being delivered. We're seeing an increase in some of the secondhand market and things not moving quite as they should do. Insolvencies have gone up a city percentage in the last year. We're seeing all of these challenges, and our help, what we can offer is to try and get people through that. We never want to be the organization that says we don't have a solution. But to do that, we need problems to come forward. So how are we reacting to our customers? How are we sort of proactively going out there and helping before they hit those hard times is massively important. I think it mirrors, we've seen finance change slightly, particularly at the beginning of this year. You see a lot of sort of finance organizations do it. It's a hold tight and we'll weather the storm. Everyone sits and says, you know, it's gonna go down again. It's gonna become easier again. So if we can just get through these next few months, then we're gonna be A-okay. And I think sort of hitting quarter two of the year, everyone realized that it wasn't gonna be a 3 month wait. Actually, these things are continuing to rise. I think what we have seen is an amazing amount of resiliency from the SME community, and actually a lot more proactivity from them as well. At first, interest rates were going up and we were seeing knee-jerk reactions all over the shop. Now, you know, it's almost becoming part of people's day-to-day. They know that actually rates are rising. They know that there's these different challenges coming in, and actually they're tackling them rather than just waiting for them to go away. So I think a lot of those key challenges exist, but I think we're becoming a bit more used to them as an economy now. We have often seen that people, when they go for this weather the storm model, just wait and are reluctant to go first, they're reluctant to change things. I'd say that Simply has gone against that. We decided when COVID happened that we would put out automatic forbearance to people that needed it and hit the right criterias, but also we wouldn't stop lending. That was the time where people needed us the most. Yeah. And if we walked away, then we weren't sticking to what we'd set when we'd set out the business. So it's times like that that allows you to work with the customers and for them to know what you're about, for them to know you as a brand, but as individuals. And so as we've been seeing now, more people are coming to us asking how they can get through this next chapter because we were there for them in the first.
And it's about building that trust as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. And linking it back to technology shamelessly. So I go for the 5-to-1 rule, which is you can have 5 things go right. And if one thing goes wrong, you have taken that trust back again. Trust is earned fundamentally. And yeah, it's about building on it progressively so that it's there and it stays there. And that allows you to, you know, have the down days because you know that people are there to pick you up in the good days.
Definitely. And you know, the way you're bringing things back to technology, my next question will also bring it back to technology. So in technology and processes, can you tell us more about the use of data and how the interaction between people and technology is developing and evolving?
Absolutely. Data is actually my favorite part of my job.
Yeah.
Because I think it's amazing from where I've been to where I am now. We assess everything at Simply. We assess our external pipeline, pretty standard, but we assess our processes. We're a Lean Six Sigma organization, and we are checking ourselves against our own data and against facts, not just they said type options. So everything that we do is coming back to that data-driven sort of analytics of both a customer, their credit, their story, distilling it into insights so that it's easily digestible. We've said that we will never not manually underwrite. We have a great set of underwriters and they're great data processors. But you know, the level of data that's now available means that we do have to do some wizardry to bring it down to a distilled level so that they can actually make a proper assessment. But you know, if we're doing that for a customer's credit and whether they have the ability to take out finance with us, then absolutely we should be doing the same with our rework. The amount of times we're having to communicate to make sure that something is done correctly, we should be going for straight through is the ideal situation. We've got some great ability to deliver finance in some really short amount of times, which is great. It reduces that emotional cycle that people go through. It allows them to carry on with their business and not have to worry about these things. But yeah, that's about us assessing ourselves, not assessing other people. I think fundamentally, we want to use data as much as possible. Previously, we've spent a lot of time looking at individuals and knowing our customers. We're assessing other things now. We're assessing assets, we're assessing deals and how all the different pieces fit together. We spent a lot of time working out how we collect data without impacting processes because you don't want to slow everything down and make things harder for individuals that are working it simply just because you want to get this forward-thinking data to help you in the future. But absolutely every process that we have embarked, we've worked what we can take from it and actually how that feeds into the general picture of what we're doing. We also go with general transparency around the organization. We have sets of dashboards that say, you know, what teams are working on, timings, amounts, all of these processes. And actually, we've had some individuals in the organization that have wanted to get more involved and so helped design some of the visuals and deliver them as well. But it's about us showing that to everybody, everybody having access to it. And then you have one version of the truth and not a massive fan of reports when they come to someone's inbox. They're great for that moment in time. They're not great past that point in time. And you have the hindsight view of what data is providing you. And we try to use it to power our processes, to power what we're doing, and take things forward, not just look behind.
And talking about people, because you did mention that as well in our conversation as well. And, you know, I keep hearing it. How can you let people drive change and be proud of what they are doing within the organization?
It's very, very difficult, but very, very easy, Give people a platform, they'll take it usually. We have said that everybody's role within Simply is innovation. It's not the responsibility of the tech team. It's not the responsibility of a certain few people that are thinking of sort of strategic initiatives and pushing them forwards. Everybody has the ability to recommend a change, to come up with a new idea and feed it through to the relevant people. And we'll always give it the time and effort that it needs to make sure that it either happens or there's a good reason that it's not. Keeping that cycle continuously going. It's hard because that does take effort. And it's a two-way street. We will always feed back for testing, for follow-ups, for further dives into requirements and the solution from people that are doing their day job. And we're saying, but this is also your day job, but we'll only come and speak to you once every now and then when you've come up with this piece. So it is very much a give and take that relationship that we have. Absolutely, if you want to get involved in any change, we will make sure that that is possible for you to do. Also, if you want to recommend any change that you think is going to bring this organization higher, chop off some processing time, give a better benefit to the customer, then you're doing it day by day. You know that. So why would we ever say no? So, yeah, very, very fine balancing line. But it is then quite rewarding when, today have a member of the organization that day job is not Power BI. But she has delivered her first Power BI dashboard to the business, and that is going company-wide. Messages have gone out. We're celebrating it because that's exactly the type of organization that we want.
That's amazing. And I can, again, repeating myself, I can see the passion coming across. So most people at Simply feel that way. That's absolutely wonderful. And, coming back to investment as well, you did say, of course, and we all know, I mean, trying times right now, tough for a lot of businesses. On the investment side of things, what are you seeing in the market right now? Do businesses want to invest?
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
I think, as I mentioned before, there was definitely a reluctancy, knee-jerk type of reaction for something's happening, we need to get on this now. But I kind of think that almost bolsters that general theory. People want to survive. People want to grow. The things that are holding them back, some of them are in their control, some of them are out of their control, but they're looking for ways to try and get through and to make it possible. We're just a support network. We can't write every business model that's out there. We can just help and do our part. But we're seeing an amazing resiliency in the SME market. We've seen business models pivot, love a pivot, because it shows that people are thinking about what they want to do next. They're thinking about their potential options, and they're taking the one that they see is right for them at the current time. Companies are starting to understand the climate. They're starting to understand how they navigate it that little bit more. And so we're seeing a bit of a smoother transition. There's a want for growth. There's a want for progression. And there's a want for innovation as well. This is a lot of companies innovating in each of their own ways. And they're really pushing that.
I love how you said support network, because I think entrepreneurs definitely need that. And are there any other critical areas that you think need developing in order to succeed?
Yes. So thinking around this one, it's probably to do with that continuous change that exists, that's out of our control. I think we're very, very used to things being fairly stable. We're very, very used to looking at the last 5 years worth of data and that meaning something. And we've gone into an environment now where we kind of need to look at the last 3 months or try and preempt what the next month is going to look like, rather than saying, we have this great historic view and it's all relevant. I think the pandemic threw all of that out the window, which means that we have to adapt and we have to consider our risk models. We have to consider how we're assessing those. We have to sort of consider how we are how we're using that to drive people forward as well. I think there's a lot more of a perpetual focus on data, you know, continuously getting smaller and smaller amounts and continuously assessing the risk in particular, rather than once a year taking a massive data going, I understand it, thank you very much, I'll park it for a year. So yeah, we're seeing this constant change in how we assess risk, how it will affect the business, and yeah, fundamentally how we can innovate in that area to make sure we've got data that we didn't have before, and that we can access. Why are we not pulling that in and assessing it against everything else? So I think, yeah, we have plans to both react, but we also have plans that say how we preemptively going to make decisions based on what we're seeing.
Andrew, it has been such a pleasure speaking with you today. But before I let you go, what is next for Simply? And if there is any exciting news you can share with us, that would be wonderful. And one last thing from my side, as the head of technology at a fintech, was done so incredibly well. If you had one tip to share with your peers in the industry, what would it be?
Okay, so start with exciting news.
Yes.
I think what we're doing all the time is exciting from my perspective. I think what has been great in the last few months is we've actually opened up another office in Liverpool, initially focusing on sales development, but very proud that actually within that we've also placed some developers up there as well. Being part of that cycle is fantastic, and to broaden our reach and our network outside of the other hubs that we've got is fantastic. We're about British business, not just pockets of locations. I think that increase in national presence gives us the ability to be closer to our customers, our brokers, from a development point of view, it's allowed some of our developers to be closer to that process as well, which is always a great thing. When it comes to technology within the organization and what has worked, I think that the one piece of advice that I have kind of contradicts itself, but it's firstly to drive and to drive these pieces forwards. There are certain decisions that you can make for the future that you're making now, and you may or may not have the full landscape of what you're going to do with it, but you know that it's the right thing to do. So really try and drive those pieces forward, deliver benefit immediately from them. It's the hard part, but make sure that you understand the direction that you're going in. The second part of it is that will probably change. and you have to be open to that. Listen to those around you, because they're the ones that are going to change that. And if you go into it thinking, no, we're pushing this direction, and I know why, then you have to be open to the why nots, and you have to be open to other people's opinions and what they have to say on it. It may be that in a perfect world, that would be the exact right strategy and the exact right thing to do, but nothing's ever perfect. So you have to be open to those pieces as well.
Perfect. Thank you so very much, Andrew, for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It's been amazing. I feel very positive speaking with you. So more power to you and to your team at Simply.
Thanks.
And to all our listeners, thank you once again for tuning into Coffee with Innovate Finance. Do look out for upcoming episodes and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for more on our programs and events, and to also find out what Simply you're up to. As always, until next time, take very good care of yourselves.